Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Most Wanted Man by John le Carré. Read by Roger Rees.
Chapter 1. A Turkish heavyweight boxing champion, sauntering down a Hamburg street with his mother on his arm, can scarcely be blamed for failing to notice that he is being shadowed by a skinny boy in a black coat. Big Malik, as he was known to his admiring neighbourhood, was a giant of a fellow, shaggy, unkempt and genial, with a broad natural grin and black hair bound back in a ponytail, and a rolling, free-and-easy gait that, even without his mother, took up half the pavement. At the age of 20, he was in his own small world a celebrity, and not only for his prowess in the boxing ring. Elected youth representative of his Islamic sports club, 3 times runner-up in the North German Championship 100-metre butterfly stroke, and, as if all that weren't enough, star goalkeeper of his Saturday soccer team. Like most very large people, he was also more accustomed to being looked at than looking, which is another reason why the skinny boy got away with shadowing him for 3 successive days and nights. The two men first made eye contact as Melek and his mother, Leyla, emerged from the Al Uma travel shop, fresh from buying air tickets for Melek's sister's wedding in their home village outside Ankara. Melek felt someone's gaze fixed on him, glanced around and came face to face with a tall, desperately thin boy of his own height with a straggly beard, eyes reddened and deep-set, and a long black coat that could have held 3 magicians. He had a black-and-white kafir around his neck and a tourist's camel skin.